You're having a good time. You're out drinking with the boys. Now it's time to pay the tab.
$11,352.47. Wait, what?
Well, there are court costs, attorney fees, higher insurance costs, damage to your car, DUI fines.
Oof.
Not to mention the damage to your social life. Plan a sober ride or pay the price. Drinking and driving costs more than your drinks. It could cost a life. Learn more at whatsthedamage.org. Brought to you by Virginia DMV. The average cost of a DUI in Virginia is $11,352.47. Drinking and driving costs more than your drinks. Learn more at whatsthedamage.org. Brought to you by Virginia DMV.
Chapter 16. A Fractured Home. In the aftermath of his confession, Alex felt as though he were living in a house made of glass. One wrong move, one misstep, and everything would shatter. The air between him and Emma was thick with unspoken words, and each passing day brought fresh reminders of the trust he'd broken. Their once warm home had become a place of tension and silence, filled with wounds too deep to heal quickly. Emma barely spoke to him, her words clipped when she did, her gaze a mixture of hurt and anger. He could feel the wall she'd built around herself, a fortress of pain that kept him at a distance. She had begun sleeping in the guest room, and every night he would lie awake, staring at the empty space beside him, feeling the weight of his choices settle heavily over him. One morning, as Alex was making breakfast for the kids, he glanced up to find Emma watching him from the doorway, her arms crossed tightly over her chest. Her expression was guarded, her gaze sharp, as though she were measuring his every movement. "Do you think it's that simple?" she asked suddenly, her voice low but filled with pain. He looked at her, caught off guard by the raw emotion in her tone. "What do you mean?" Emma's eyes narrowed, a flicker of anger flashing in them. "Do you think you can just make breakfast, help around the house, and that everything will go back to normal? That we'll forget this ever happened?" Her words cut him, a reminder of the depth of the hurt he had caused. He set down the spatula, his hands trembling slightly as he faced her. "Emma, I know nothing I do can erase what I did," he said softly, struggling to keep his voice steady. "I know I've hurt you in ways I can't even begin to understand. I'm not trying to make it go away. I just want to show you that I'm here, that I'm willing to do whatever it takes to make this right." She shook her head, her expression filled with a bitterness that was foreign to him. "Alex, you didn't just hurt me. You destroyed everything we had. You shattered our family, our trust. Do you even understand that?" He nodded, feeling the sting of her words, knowing he deserved every one of them. "I understand," he replied quietly. "And I know I don't deserve your forgiveness. But I'm here, Emma. I'm here, and I'll keep being here for as long as it takes." Emma looked away, her jaw clenched as she struggled with her emotions. After a long silence, she spoke again, her voice filled with a weariness that made his heart ache. "I need time, Alex. I don't know if I can ever forgive you, but I need time to figure out if this is even something I want to try to fix." He swallowed, nodding, feeling the depth of her pain in every word she spoke. "I understand," he whispered. "I'll give you as much time as you need." With that, she turned and walked away, leaving him standing alone in the kitchen, the empty silence around him a reminder of the damage he had done. As the days passed, Alex threw himself into his role as a father, doing his best to create some semblance of normalcy for the kids. He took them to school, helped with homework, and spent his weekends with them, hoping to shield them from the tension that had settled over their home. But he could see the confusion in their eyes, the way they looked between him and Emma, sensing the fracture even if they didn't fully understand it. One evening, after the kids had gone to bed, he found Emma in the living room, sitting alone with a cup of tea. She looked up as he entered, her expression unreadable. "Can we talk?" he asked, his voice tentative. She nodded, though her gaze remained guarded. He sat down across from her, his heart pounding as he searched for the right words. "Emma," he began, his voice filled with sincerity, "I know I've broken everything we built. I know that no matter how much I want to fix it, I can't erase what I did. But I'm asking for a chance to rebuild, to start over, even if it takes the rest of my life." She looked at him, her expression softening just slightly. "I don't know if I can trust you again, Alex. You didn't just lie, you betrayed me. You made me question everything we shared." He nodded, the weight of her words settling over him. "I know. And I don't expect you to forgive me. But I'm willing to do whatever it takes to prove that I'm committed to you, to our family. I don't want to lose you, Emma. A silence fell between them, thick with unresolved pain. She looked away, her fingers gripping her cup tightly as though trying to hold on to something solid in a world that had been turned upside down. I don't know if that's enough, she whispered, her voice trembling. He reached out, his hand resting on the edge of the table between them. I'm willing to wait as long as it takes, he said softly. Just, please don't shut me out completely. Let me try to show you that I can be the man you once believed in. Emma's gaze returned to him, a mixture of hope and doubt in her eyes. For a moment he saw a glimmer of the warmth that had once filled their home, the love they had once shared. But as quickly as it appeared, it vanished, replaced by the hardened resolve of a woman who had been hurt beyond measure. I'll think about it, she said finally, her voice filled with quiet resolve. But don't expect this to be easy, Alex. You broke us, and I'm not sure if we'll ever be whole again. He nodded, accepting the reality of her words. He knew he was standing on the edge of a long and difficult journey, a path filled with pain and doubt. But as he looked at her, he felt a renewed determination, a promise to himself that he would do whatever it took to rebuild the life he had nearly destroyed. For the first time, he allowed himself to hope that perhaps in time they could find a way back to each other. Chapter 17. Steps Toward Healing. In the days that followed, Alex clung to the small glimmer of hope that Emma's words had offered him. She was willing to think about the possibility of forgiveness, to consider the idea of a future where they might be whole again. But he knew that hope would require effort and patience, a slow journey through pain and mistrust. He poured his focus into the details of their everyday life, hoping that his actions would speak louder than words. He showed up consistently, helping with the kids, handling chores without being asked, and making an effort to be present. But it was a delicate balance, one that required sensitivity. Every move he made was careful, respectful of the boundaries Emma had set, giving her the space to process without overwhelming her. One evening, after putting the kids to bed, Alex found Emma in the kitchen washing dishes. He stepped in quietly, picking up a towel to dry them, an unspoken offering of help. She glanced over but said nothing, her silence both a comfort and a reminder of the distance between them. Emma, he said softly, breaking the silence, I just wanted to thank you for giving me a chance to be here. I know this isn't easy and I know I don't deserve it, but I'm grateful. She paused, her hands still in the soapy water, her gaze distant. It's not about what you deserve, Alex, she replied quietly. It's about what I need. And right now I need time. I need to find a way to trust you again, if that's even possible. He nodded, understanding the gravity of her words. I'll be here as long as it takes. But wait. I just want you to know that I'm not going anywhere. A silence fell between them, heavy with unresolved pain, but he sensed a faint shift in her. It wasn't forgiveness, not yet, but it was a small step toward something different, something that held a faint possibility of healing. As the weeks passed, they fell into a tentative rhythm. They began sharing small conversations, bits of their days and moments that felt almost normal. Sometimes he would catch her watching him, her gaze softened, as though remembering the man he once was, the man she had loved. But it wasn't always smooth. Some days, the pain would resurface, raw and fresh, and he could feel the walls go up between them again. She would retreat, closing herself off, her silence a reminder of the betrayal that lay between them. In those moments, he would give her space, knowing that the process of healing would not be linear. One night, as they sat in the living room, Emma spoke up unexpectedly. Do you still think about her? She asked, her voice barely above a whisper, but the question cut through the room like a knife. He froze, the weight of her question settling over him. He had tried to push Olivia from his mind, to bury the memories of his affair beneath his efforts to rebuild his marriage. But the question forced him to confront the reality of his actions. No, he said quietly, his voice filled with regret. Emma, I ended things because I realized I was wrong. I was chasing something that wasn't real, something that made me forget who I was. But that's not what I want. What I want is right here with you and the kids. She looked away, her expression troubled. You say that now, but I can't help but wonder if part of you will always be tempted. That maybe this was just the first time you acted on it. He felt a pang of guilt, a reminder of the fragile foundation he was now standing on. I understand why you'd feel that way. But I can promise you, Emma, that I'm here and I'm committed to this. To us. I'm not that man anymore. I don't want to be. The words hung between them, a silent vow that he hoped she would believe in time. She didn't respond, but he could see the conflict in her eyes, the mixture of hope and doubt that reflected the uncertainty she felt. As the night wore on, they fell into a quiet that felt less tense, a calm that was almost comfortable. They were learning to navigate this new reality, to rebuild their connection piece by piece. He knew it wouldn't be easy, that there would be moments of doubt and setbacks along the way. But he was willing to face each one, to confront the pain he had caused and to be the man Emma could one day trust again. That night, as he lay in bed, he felt a strange sense of peace settle over him. It was fragile, like a delicate thread that could snap at any moment, but it was there. And for the first time in months, he felt a glimmer of hope that maybe, just maybe, they could find their way back to each other. Chapter 18: Glimmers of Trust. As the weeks continued, Alex sensed a subtle change in the air between him and Emma. The tension, while still present, had softened slightly. Their conversations had become longer, more natural, as if they were gradually rediscovering the familiar rhythm they'd once shared. It was small steps, but each one felt like a victory, a small sign that she was willing to let him in, even if only tentatively. One afternoon, Emma approached him in the kitchen as he was preparing dinner. She lingered by the counter, her eyes thoughtful, as though weighing her words. "Alex," she began, her voice hesitant. "I've been thinking, maybe we could try counseling. Together." Her words caught him off guard, a wave of relief and hope washing over him. It was the first time since his confession that she had proposed anything that pointed toward a genuine effort to rebuild what they'd lost. He felt the enormity of the opportunity she was offering him, the chance to work through the layers of hurt and betrayal with professional guidance. "I'd be willing to try," he said, his voice steady, though his heart was pounding. "If it's what you think we need, then I'm in." She nodded, her expression a mixture of relief and uncertainty. "It won't be easy. And I'm not saying this guarantees anything, but I think it might help us find our way back." "I'm ready for it," he replied softly. "Whatever it takes." They spent the next few days researching therapists together, an experience that was both awkward and surprisingly hopeful. It forced them to talk openly about the issues they were facing, to acknowledge the pain and mistrust that had taken root in their marriage. Finally, they agreed on a counselor known for working with couples struggling with trust and reconciliation. Their first session was filled with tension, each of them tentative and wary. The counselor, a calm and compassionate woman named Dr. Lewis, welcomed them into her cozy office, where the warmth of the room contrasted sharply with the heaviness in their hearts. She began by asking them to share their feelings, to put into words the hurt they'd been carrying. Emma spoke first, her voice steady but filled with pain. "I thought we had a life that was solid, something I could depend on. And then suddenly it was gone, replaced by this stranger I didn't recognize. I can't even look at Alex without feeling like I've been betrayed by the person I trusted most." Her words hit him like a blow, and he felt the shame rise within him, a reminder of the depth of the wound he had inflicted. "I know I've broken your trust," he replied, his voice barely above a whisper. "I was selfish, reckless, and I didn't consider the damage I was doing to you, to us. But I want to make it right. I want to show you that I'm committed to this, to us, if you'll give me the chance." Dr. Lewis nodded, her gaze gentle but probing. "Trust is something that's built over time. It's like a foundation, and when it's broken, it's not impossible to rebuild. But it requires time, honesty, and consistent effort. Alex, are you prepared to do that?" He nodded, his expression resolute. "Yes. I know it'll take time, but I'm here for as long as it takes." Over the next few sessions, they began the difficult work of untangling the pain, the doubts, and the unspoken fears that had taken hold of their relationship. They talked about the loneliness and dissatisfaction Alex had felt, the ways he had let it push him toward destructive choices rather than addressing it openly. And Emma shared her own vulnerabilities, the trust she had placed in him, the deep hurt she had felt upon learning of his betrayal. One day, after a particularly emotional session, Emma reached for his hand as they walked back to the car. It was a small gesture, but it was the first time she had touched him with genuine warmth since the confession. He felt a flicker of hope, a sense that perhaps they were beginning to make progress. As they sat in the car, she looked over at him, her gaze softer than it had been in months. "I still have doubts, Alex," she said quietly. "I still don't know if I can ever fully trust you again. But I think, maybe there's a part of me that wants to try." He swallowed, feeling a swell of emotion rise within him. That's all I could ask for, Emma. I know I don't deserve it, but I'm grateful that you're willing to give us this chance. Their conversations grew deeper, more open. He began to see the ways he had taken their life for granted, the subtle distances that had grown between them long before the affair. And Emma, in turn, opened up about her own fears and insecurities, the ways she had relied on him as her anchor and the pain she felt when that anchor was shattered. The counseling sessions became a lifeline, a place where they could voice the things they had kept hidden, the words that had festered in silence. Slowly, painfully, they began to piece together a fragile new understanding, a foundation that was tentative but real. One evening, as they sat together on the porch, watching the sun dip below the horizon, Emma leaned her head against his shoulder. It was a simple gesture, but it held a weight that words couldn't capture. In that moment, he felt a sense of gratitude, a realization of the second chance he had been given. For the first time, he allowed himself to hope that they could find their way back, that maybe one day the wounds would heal and they would emerge stronger, bound by a new, hard-earned trust. And as they sat together in the quiet of the evening, he felt a glimmer of peace settle over him, a reminder that healing was possible, even if it was one step at a time.
You're having a good time. You're out drinking with the boys. Now it's time to pay the tab.
$11,352.47. Wait, what?
Well, there are court costs, attorney fees, higher insurance costs, damage to your car, DUI fines.
Oof.
Not to mention the damage to your social life. Plan a sober ride or pay the price. Drinking and driving costs more than your drinks. It could cost a life. Learn more at whatsthedamage.org. Brought to you by Virginia DMV.
Chapter 19. Small Steps Forward. The journey of healing was slow and fragile, marked by setbacks and small victories that felt monumental. Each day brought new challenges, reminders of the trust that had been broken, but it also brought moments that hinted at the possibility of renewal. Alex held on to these moments, each one a reminder that Emma was still here, still willing to try, even if only cautiously. Their counseling sessions continued to be a place where they could face their fears, to untangle the complexities that had led to the distance between them. Dr. Lewis guided them with patience, encouraging them to share openly, to peel back the layers of pain that had accumulated over time. One evening, after a particularly emotional session, Emma turned to him as they sat in the car, her face reflecting a mixture of vulnerability and resolve. "Alex," she began, her voice barely above a whisper, "there's something I've been thinking about. I know you've been trying and I can see that you're committed, but I need you to understand something." He looked at her, his heart pounding, sensing the weight of her words. "Of course. Tell me." She took a deep breath, her gaze focused on her hands folded in her lap. "It's not just about what you did, Alex. It's about the fact that you chose to hide it from me, that you didn't trust me enough to share your struggles. I thought we were partners, that we could face anything together. And now, I don't know if I can be that vulnerable with you again." Her words cut deep, each one a reminder of the distance he'd put between them, of the choices he had made that had led them to this painful place. He reached out, his hand resting gently on hers, hoping to convey the sincerity of his intentions. "Emma," he said softly, "I know I failed you. I know I broke the trust we had, and I wish I could take back every choice that hurt you. But I want you to know that I'm here fully. I'm ready to face every fear, every doubt, and to be the partner you deserve. I want to rebuild that trust, even if it takes a lifetime." She nodded, her eyes glistening with unshed tears, but she didn't pull her hand away. It was a small gesture, but it felt like a bridge between them, a tentative sign that she was willing to hold on to the possibility of something new. In the days that followed, Alex focused on rebuilding their connection in small ways. He took care of the little things, cooking dinner, helping with the kids' bedtime routines, and making time for the quiet moments they used to share. He didn't push, didn't demand more than she was willing to give, but instead allowed the small gestures to speak for themselves. One afternoon, he suggested they go for a walk together, something they hadn't done in months. She hesitated, but finally agreed, and they strolled through the neighborhood, their steps slow, their conversation light. It was the first time in a long while that they shared a moment that felt easy, comfortable, as though they were rediscovering the simplicity of just being together. As they walked, Emma spoke up, her voice hesitant. "Do you remember when we first moved here? We used to go on walks every evening just to explore the area." He smiled, the memory bringing a warmth he hadn't felt in a long time. "Yeah, I remember. We'd walk for hours, sometimes getting lost, but it never mattered. We were just happy. She nodded, a faint smile tugging at her lips. I miss that, she admitted softly. I miss feeling that way. Her words were a reminder of the joy they had once shared, the happiness that had been lost in the wake of his betrayal. But he felt a surge of determination, a promise to himself that he would do whatever it took to bring that happiness back. We can find it again, he said gently, his voice filled with a quiet resolve. It might take time, but I believe we can get there. They continued their walk in silence, but he could feel the distance between them narrowing, the beginnings of a new connection taking root. It wasn't the same as before. It was tentative, fragile, but it was real. Over the next few weeks, their routines began to change. They spent more time together, sharing quiet moments in the evenings, talking about their days, and rediscovering the small things they had once taken for granted. The wounds were still there, and he knew they wouldn't heal overnight, but each moment felt like a step forward, a reminder that they were both willing to try. One evening, as they sat on the porch watching the stars, Emma leaned her head against his shoulder. It was a simple gesture, but it carried a weight that words couldn't capture. He felt a warmth spread through him, a sense of peace that he hadn't felt in months. Thank you for being patient, she murmured, her voice filled with a softness that made his heart ache. I don't know what the future holds, but I'm willing to try. His heart swelled with gratitude and he wrapped his arm around her, pulling her close. That's all I could ask for, Emma. Just this chance, to show you that I'm here, that I'll be here. They sat together in the quiet of the night, the silence filled with a sense of hope that had once felt impossible. For the first time, he allowed himself to believe that they could rebuild, that the broken pieces could be put back together, one small step at a time. And as they held on to each other beneath the stars, he felt a renewed commitment to the journey they had begun, a journey of healing, trust, and the promise of a love that could withstand even the deepest scars. Chapter 20, Rediscovering Intimacy. The fragile progress Alex and Emma had made in recent weeks felt like a lifeline to Alex, a glimpse of hope that he held onto tightly. Every small step, the shared meals, the evening walks, the tentative conversations, had begun to build a bridge between them, slowly closing the distance his choices had created. But there was one area they had yet to address, one unspoken gap that remained wide and painful: intimacy. 4 months they had been physically distant, each wrapped in their own world of hurt and mistrust. The idea of reconnecting that way felt daunting to Alex. He knew that intimacy was more than physical touch. It was vulnerability, trust, and love, things he had fractured deeply. He didn't want to rush Emma, didn't want to ask for more than she was ready to give, but he knew that to truly heal, they would eventually need to face this aspect of their relationship. One evening, as they sat together in the living room after putting the kids to bed, Emma surprised him by bringing it up herself. "Alex," she began, her voice soft but steady, "I think maybe it's time we talk about us physically."
You're having a good time. You're out drinking with the boys. Now it's time to pay the tab.
$11,352.47. Wait, what?
Well, there are court costs, attorney fees, higher insurance costs, damage to your car, DUI fines.
Oof.
Not to mention the damage to your social life. Plan a sober ride or pay the price. Drinking and driving costs more than your drinks. It could cost a life. Learn more at whatsthedamage.org. Brought to you by Virginia DMV.
Her words took him by surprise and he looked at her, his heart pounding with both hope and caution. "Only if you're ready," he replied gently, not wanting to push. She took a deep breath, her eyes searching his face. "It's not that I'm fully ready. I don't know if I'll ever be completely ready, but I think it's something we need to talk about. To try and rebuild that connection." He nodded, understanding the significance of what she was saying. "I want that too, Emma. I want to rebuild everything we lost. But I don't want to do anything that makes you feel uncomfortable or pressured." A faint smile touched her lips and she reached out, her hand resting gently on his. "I know. That's part of why I feel safe even talking about this with you. You've been patient. And I appreciate that." They sat in silence for a few moments, their hands intertwined, and he felt a surge of gratitude that she was willing to take this step with him. It wasn't forgiveness and it wasn't an end to the pain, but it was a step toward reconnection, a reminder of the love they had once shared. In the days that followed, Alex made a conscious effort to create small, intimate moments between them, a brush of his hand along her arm, a gentle kiss on her forehead, lingering hugs that spoke of a tenderness he had once taken for granted. Each touch was a silent promise, a reminder that he was fully committed to her, to their family, to the life they had built. Emma, in turn, began to respond with a newfound openness, allowing herself to be vulnerable in ways she hadn't in months. She would lean into his touch, hold his hand during their evening walks, and occasionally surprise him with a soft smile that felt like a balm to his wounded heart. One evening, as they sat on the couch watching a movie, Emma shifted closer, her head resting against his shoulder. He wrapped his arm around her, feeling the warmth of her body against his, and for a moment, it felt as though they were returning to a sense of normalcy, a comfort that had been absent for too long. As the movie ended, she looked up at him, her gaze tender and searching. "Alex, do you remember when we used to stay up all night just talking? We'd lie in bed and share our dreams, our fears. We'd talk until the sun came up." He smiled, the memory filling him with warmth. "I remember. Those nights were some of my favorite memories with you." She took a deep breath, her fingers tracing small circles on his hand. "I miss that. I miss feeling connected to you in that way." He leaned down, pressing a gentle kiss to her forehead. "We can have that again, Emma. I'm here. I'm not going anywhere, and I'm ready to listen to anything you want to share." That night, they lay in bed together, talking softly as they once had, sharing their thoughts, their hopes, and the fears that still lingered. It was a tentative step toward intimacy, a reconnection that felt both familiar and fragile. As the hours passed, they drifted closer, their hands intertwined, their words a bridge between the broken pieces of their relationship. Eventually, they lay in silence, Emma's head resting against his chest, their breaths in sync. The quiet was comforting, filled with a peace that they hadn't felt in months. Alex held her close, feeling the warmth of her body, the softness of her touch, and in that moment he felt a deep gratitude for this second chance, for the opportunity to rebuild what he had nearly lost. The journey was far from over. There would still be moments of doubt, wounds that needed time to heal and scars that would remain. But in that quiet moment he felt a sense of hope, a belief that they could emerge from this stronger, bound by a love that had been tested but not broken. As they drifted into sleep, Alex made a silent promise to himself. He would cherish every moment, every small step toward healing, and he would never again take for granted the love and trust that Emma had given him. For the first time in a long while, he felt a sense of peace, a belief that perhaps they could find their way back to each other one small step at a time. Chapter 21. New Beginnings. As the days turned into weeks, Alex and Emma began to find a new rhythm, a fragile yet meaningful balance that allowed them to explore what healing could look like. Each day felt like an opportunity to rebuild, to nurture the trust and connection they were trying to restore. It was a process of learning and unlearning, letting go of old wounds and discovering new ways to support each other. One Saturday morning, as they sat at the kitchen table with coffee in hand, Emma surprised him with a suggestion. "I was thinking," she began, her voice thoughtful, "maybe we could plan a trip. Just the two of us. Somewhere quiet, away from everything, where we can reconnect." Her words sent a wave of relief through him, and he nodded, grateful for this chance to create new memories with her. "That sounds perfect, Emma. I'd love that. Any place in mind?" She smiled, a softness in her eyes that he hadn't seen in a long time. "I thought maybe the cabin upstate. We haven't been there in years, and it's always felt like a peaceful place." The cabin had been their retreat years ago, a small hideaway nestled in the woods where they had spent many weekends early in their marriage. It was a place filled with memories of laughter, of shared secrets and dreams, a sanctuary that had always felt like their own little world. "That's perfect," he replied, his heart swelling with gratitude. "Let's make it happen." They spent the next week planning their trip, arranging for the kids to stay with Emma's parents and preparing for a few days of quiet solitude. As they packed, Alex felt a sense of anticipation he hadn't felt in months, a hope that this trip could be a turning point, a chance to truly begin again. The drive to the cabin was filled with light conversation, moments of laughter, and a shared sense of excitement. When they arrived, the familiar sight of the cabin nestled among the tall pines brought a flood of memories rushing back. Emma smiled as they stepped inside, the warmth of nostalgia in her eyes as she looked around. "It hasn't changed at all," she murmured, running her hand along the wooden railing of the staircase. "It's like stepping back in time." They spent the first day settling in, preparing a simple dinner and sitting by the fire as the sun set. The quiet of the woods surrounded them, a stillness that seemed to ease the tension that had lingered between them for so long. That night, as they lay in bed together, Emma reached for his hand, intertwining her fingers with his. "Alex," she whispered, her voice filled with a vulnerability that tugged at his heart. "I know things will never be exactly the same. I know we'll always carry this with us. But, I think I'm ready to try to forgive you." Her words left him breathless, and he squeezed her hand, feeling a rush of emotion that he could barely contain. "Emma, thank you," he replied, his voice thick with gratitude. "I know I don't deserve it, but I'm so grateful. I promise I'll spend every day proving to you that I'm committed to this, to us." They lay in silence, the weight of her words settling between them, a tentative hope that filled the space they shared. For the first time, he felt the beginnings of a true healing, a sense that they were moving toward a future they could face together. The next day, they explored the woods surrounding the cabin, walking along trails they had once wandered together, sharing memories of their early years. The laughter came easily, the conversation flowing naturally as they found themselves rediscovering the simple joys they had once shared. It was as though they were peeling back the layers of pain, revealing the love that had always been there, buried beneath the hurt and mistrust. That evening, as they sat on the porch watching the sunset, Emma rested her head on his shoulder, a quiet peace settling between them. "I feel like we're finally finding our way back," she murmured, her voice soft. He wrapped his arm around her, pulling her close. "I feel it too. Thank you for giving us this chance, Emma. I know it's not easy." She looked up at him, her gaze filled with a warmth that made his heart ache with gratitude. "It's not easy, but I think it's worth it. I think we're worth it." In that moment, he felt a deep, unshakable certainty that they could rebuild, that they could create something stronger than they had before. The journey was far from over, and he knew there would still be difficult days ahead, moments of doubt and pain. But as they held each other in the fading light, he felt a renewed sense of commitment, a promise to cherish and protect the love they had fought so hard to reclaim. The days at the cabin passed in a blur of quiet moments, shared laughter, and a growing closeness that felt both new and familiar. They talked openly, exploring the hopes and dreams they still shared, the plans for the future they wanted to build together. When it was time to leave, they packed up with a sense of peace, a belief that they were leaving behind the shadows of the past and stepping into a future built on trust and forgiveness. As they drove home, hand in hand, Alex felt a quiet joy settle within him, a reminder of the power of resilience, of the strength that comes from choosing to heal, even in the face of brokenness. And as they returned to the life they had rebuilt together, he knew that, with patience and love, they would continue to find their way back to each other, one small step at a time. Chapter 22. The Strength to Move Forward. Returning home from the cabin felt like crossing a threshold into a new chapter for Alex and Emma. The peaceful days spent reconnecting in the quiet solitude of the woods had renewed their commitment to each other, but they both knew the true test would come in the routines of everyday life. They were returning not just to their home, but to the memories and challenges that had nearly torn them apart. And now they would need to navigate those together. The first few days were filled with a cautious optimism. Alex found himself more attentive, more conscious of his words and actions, making an effort to show Emma that he was fully present. He cherished the small moments, the quiet mornings, and the laughter at the dinner table, things he had once taken for granted but now saw as the foundation of the life they were rebuilding. Emma, in turn, was more open, allowing herself to lean into the trust they were slowly rebuilding. She would smile at him across the room, her gaze softer, the walls she had built beginning to come down. But he could still see moments of doubt flash across her face, the occasional hesitation that reminded him just how fragile their progress was. One evening, after the kids had gone to bed, they sat together in the living room, the soft glow of a single lamp casting a warm light over the room. Emma shifted closer, reaching for his hand, her expression thoughtful. "Alex," she began, her voice gentle, "there's something I've been thinking about since the cabin. I know we're both committed to this, but I think we need to create something new, something that's just ours." He looked at her, curious, his heart beating with anticipation. "What do you mean?" She took a deep breath, her fingers lacing through his. "I think we should renew our vows. Not as a way to erase the past, but to mark this new beginning. A chance to say to each other and to ourselves that we're starting fresh, that this time we're stronger." The suggestion left him speechless, a mixture of relief and gratitude filling him. The idea of renewing their vows felt like an acknowledgement of the journey they had been on, a promise to each other that they would move forward, not burdened by the past but shaped by it. "I would love that, Emma," he replied, his voice thick with emotion. "It would mean everything to me." They began planning the small ceremony over the next few weeks, envisioning an intimate gathering with just their closest family and friends. They wanted it to be simple, a reflection of their commitment, their resilience, and the love that had endured despite everything. As they prepared, Alex felt a renewed sense of purpose, a focus that allowed him to see their relationship in a new light. He was no longer driven by guilt or regret, but by a genuine desire to create a marriage grounded in honesty and trust. Each decision, each small detail they chose together for the ceremony, felt like a step toward a future they were both invested in. The day of the vow renewal arrived, a crisp fall afternoon filled with a gentle breeze and the golden light of the setting sun. They had chosen a small, beautiful clearing in a nearby park, surrounded by towering trees and the soft hum of nature. Their friends and family gathered, offering quiet words of encouragement, their presence a reminder of the support that had carried Alex and Emma through their darkest days. As they stood together, hands intertwined, Alex looked into Emma's eyes, his heart filled with gratitude and awe for the woman standing before him. She had forgiven him in ways he hadn't thought possible, given him a second chance he knew he would spend the rest of his life honoring. Emma smiled, her gaze filled with a warmth that steadied him, grounding him in the present. She took a deep breath, her voice steady and filled with emotion as she began her vows. "Alex," she began, her voice soft but clear, "I loved you the day I married you and I love you still. Life hasn't been easy and we've faced storms that I never could have imagined. But standing here with you today, I know that love can survive anything if it's nurtured and respected. I promise to trust you, to believe in the strength of what we share, and to walk with you hand in hand through whatever life brings." Her words left him breathless, and he struggled to find the right words to express the depth of his feelings. He took a deep breath, his voice filled with sincerity as he spoke. "Emma, I know I've hurt you and I know that I nearly lost the most precious thing in my life because of my mistakes. But you've shown me the meaning of forgiveness, the strength of love, and the courage it takes to rebuild. I promise to cherish you, to protect this love, and to honor the trust you've given me now and always." They exchanged rings, simple bands that symbolized their commitment to this new beginning. As they shared their vows, the promises they had made carried a weight that went beyond words, a quiet strength born from the journey they had taken together. After the ceremony, their friends and family gathered around, offering hugs and words of encouragement. It was a celebration not just of their love, but of the resilience they had shown, the courage it had taken to face the pain and move forward together. As the sun set and the evening grew quiet, Alex and Emma stood hand in hand, watching the sky fade into twilight. He felt a peace settle over him, a sense of fulfillment that came from knowing they were starting anew, stronger than before. In that moment, he realized that their love had been transformed, shaped by the trials they had endured, and that the future they were building was grounded in a foundation that was stronger than he had ever imagined. As they left the clearing, he felt a renewed commitment to the promises they had made, a promise to honor the love that had brought them back to each other, not just today but every day that followed. And as they walked together into the night, he felt a quiet certainty that their story, once marked by brokenness, was now one of resilience, love, and the strength to move forward together. Chapter 23, The Afterglow. The vow renewal ceremony lingered in Alex and Emma's minds like a gentle, persistent warmth. Each shared glance, each touch felt like a reminder of the promises they had made, a quiet reassurance that they were building something stronger, something worthy of their struggles. They returned home from the ceremony feeling closer, bonded by the vows they had rewritten and the forgiveness they had dared to offer each other. In the days that followed, they found themselves living with a new level of openness, sharing more than they ever had before. The painful walls of silence and doubt that had once separated them were being replaced by conversations filled with honesty, vulnerability, and the trust they were slowly but surely rebuilding. One evening, as they sat together on the back porch watching the stars, Emma reached over and took his hand, her eyes shining in the moonlight. "Alex," she began, her voice soft and full of reflection, "I've been thinking a lot about what we've been through, how much we've changed. It's strange, but I feel like, in a way, we're getting to know each other all over again." He nodded, feeling the same sense of discovery in their relationship. I know what you mean. I think, going through something like this, it forces you to look deeper to see each other in a different way. And as painful as it's been, I think we're stronger now. Or at least we're getting there. She smiled, her expression filled with a quiet resilience. I think we are too. I never thought I'd say this, but in some strange way, this whole experience has helped me see the things in you, in us, that I hadn't seen before. Her words filled him with gratitude, a reminder of how far they had come. They sat together in comfortable silence, the gentle breeze carrying the scent of flowers from the garden, a quiet peace settling over them. For the first time in a long while, he felt truly content, a sense of wholeness he had feared was lost forever. In the following weeks, they continued to prioritize their relationship, making time for each other in small but meaningful ways. They resumed their evening walks, taking turns planning simple dates, picnics at the park, cooking dinner together, and even revisiting old haunts from the early days of their relationship. Each outing became a way to re-experience the joy they had once taken for granted, to build new memories that were rooted in trust and understanding. One weekend, they decided to take the kids on a family trip, something they hadn't done in months. They packed up the car, filled with laughter and excitement, and headed to the beach. The kids were thrilled, their smiles a reminder of the strength of family, of the resilience that had held them together even through the hardest of times. They spent the day swimming, building sandcastles, and enjoying the simplicity of being together. As the sun began to set, they gathered around a small bonfire, the glow of the flames casting warm shadows on their faces. Emma leaned into Alex's shoulder, her hand resting on his, and he felt a profound sense of gratitude wash over him. Later that night, after the kids had fallen asleep in the back seat on the drive home, Emma turned to him, her voice quiet in the stillness. "You know," she said, her gaze soft and thoughtful, "I didn't think I'd ever be able to feel this close to you again. There were days I thought we wouldn't make it." He swallowed, feeling the weight of her words, the reality of the pain he had caused and the depth of the forgiveness she had offered. "I know," he replied, his voice filled with sincerity. "And I'll never forget what it took for you to stay. I'll spend the rest of my life proving to you that I'm committed to us." She squeezed his hand, her eyes filled with a mixture of love and resilience. "We're different now, Alex, and I think that's okay. Maybe it's even good. We've been broken, but we're rebuilding, and I think what we're creating is even stronger than what we had before." Her words echoed in his heart, a reminder of the power of love, of the strength that comes from choosing to heal, to forgive, and to grow together. They had been tested in ways they hadn't anticipated, but through it all, they had found a renewed commitment, a deeper understanding of each other, and a love that had been refined in the fires of pain and forgiveness. As they arrived home and carried the sleeping kids to bed, he felt a sense of peace that had eluded him for so long. He and Emma had survived the darkest season of their lives, and they were now moving forward, hand in hand, into a future they were creating together. A future filled with hope, resilience, and a love that had been born anew. That night, as they lay in bed, Emma rested her head on his chest, and he felt her breathing settle, steady and calm. The silence was comforting, a testament to the journey they had taken, a quiet reminder that they were exactly where they were meant to be. In the stillness of the night, Alex made a silent vow, a promise to cherish this love, to protect it, and to honor the strength it had taken to rebuild. They were beginning a new chapter, and as he held her close, he knew they would face whatever came next together, stronger than ever. And in that moment, as the moonlight spilled across the room, he felt a peace that was deeper, more profound than anything he had known. They had come through the fire, scarred but stronger, bound by a love that had withstood even the fiercest storm. Chapter 24. A Season of Renewal. With each passing day, Alex and Emma grew more comfortable in the love they had painstakingly rebuilt. The scars of their past lingered, a reminder of the journey they had taken, but they no longer defined them. Instead, they were part of a foundation strengthened by trust, resilience, and the quiet courage it had taken to start anew. Emma had started a personal project in their home, an idea she'd had for years but never pursued. She wanted to create a garden in their backyard, a space filled with color and life, a small sanctuary where they could enjoy the peace they had fought so hard to restore. Alex offered to help, and together, they began to transform the empty space behind their house into a beautiful haven. They spent their weekends digging, planting, and arranging the garden. Each new addition, a bright bed of flowers, a small fountain, a sturdy bench nestled beneath a tree, felt like a symbol of their commitment to growth, to nurturing the life they were building together. Working side by side, they created something tangible, something that mirrored the love they had rekindled. One afternoon, as they planted the final row of flowers, Emma paused, looking at him with a thoughtful smile. "Alex," she said, brushing a strand of hair away from her face, "this garden, it's starting to feel like a metaphor for us. We tore down everything, cleared out what wasn't working, and now we're building something better, something we're both invested in." He smiled, feeling the depth of her words. "I think you're right. This is us, Emma. Broken down and rebuilt, but better than before." They sat on the bench, admiring their work, the colors of the garden vibrant and alive in the sunlight. For a moment, neither of them spoke, simply enjoying the beauty they had created together. It was a quiet joy, a reminder that healing often happens in the small moments, in the things shared and grown over time. In the months that followed, they continued to focus on each other and the family they were so committed to nurturing. Alex was more present, more involved, and more intentional in everything he did. He made sure to be home for dinner to share the little moments of the day with Emma and the kids, to savor the time they spent together. Emma, in turn, opened herself up in new ways, sharing her dreams, her worries, her hopes for the future. The doubts she had once carried, though still there, grew quieter as their connection deepened, their shared experiences forming a new sense of security. One evening, as they sat together in the garden, Emma rested her head on his shoulder, her voice soft as she spoke. "Do you ever think about the past, Alex? About everything we went through?" He took a deep breath, considering her question. "Sometimes. But mostly I think about how grateful I am to be here with you. I know I can't change the past, but I can be better every day for you and for us." She nodded, her gaze steady. "I feel the same. Strange, but I think what we went through taught me to see you differently, to understand you more deeply. And as painful as it was, I think it also made me realize how strong we are together." He wrapped his arm around her, pulling her close, feeling the truth of her words. They had been tested, broken, and pieced back together, and in that process, they had discovered a love that was deeper, one that could endure even the harshest storms. As they sat in the stillness of the garden, surrounded by the beauty they had cultivated together, Alex felt a profound peace settle over him. This was the life he wanted, the life he would fight to protect and cherish. He knew there would still be challenges, that the road ahead would not always be easy, but he was ready to face it, hand in hand with Emma. That night, as they prepared for bed, Emma turned to him, a small smile playing on her lips. "You know," she said, her tone light, "I think we've been through enough serious talks. Maybe it's time we add a little more fun back into our lives." He raised an eyebrow, intrigued. "What did you have in mind?" "Well," she replied, a playful sparkle in her eyes, "the kids have been asking about a family camping trip. I thought, maybe we could plan something. Just us, out in the woods, no distractions." He grinned, feeling a surge of excitement. "That sounds perfect. Let's do it." Over the next week, they planned the trip, gathering supplies and organizing the details with the kids. When the day arrived, they loaded up the car and headed to a nearby campground, the air filled with laughter and excitement. The children were thrilled, their faces lighting up as they explored the trails, helped set up the tent, and roasted marshmallows over the campfire. That evening, as they sat around the fire, the warmth of the flames casting a golden glow over their faces, Alex felt an overwhelming sense of gratitude. This was the life he had dreamed of, simple, filled with laughter and love, grounded in the strength they had rediscovered. After the kids went to sleep, he and Emma sat by the dying embers, their hands intertwined, sharing a comfortable silence. He looked at her, his heart filled with admiration for the woman who had walked beside him, through pain and joy, through despair and healing. "Emma," he said softly, his voice filled with sincerity, "thank you. For everything. For believing in us, even when it seemed impossible. You're my heart, my home, and I don't know what I would do without you." She smiled, her eyes glistening with emotion. "And thank you, Alex. For fighting to be the man I knew you could be. For showing me that love can be stronger than anything." They sat together in the quiet of the night, wrapped in the warmth of their love, a love that had been tested, refined, and strengthened. The journey they had taken had brought them to a place of true peace, a place where they could dream, build, and grow together. And as they watched the stars above, he knew that no matter what the future held, they would face it side by side, with a love that was unbreakable. Chapter 25. The Promise of Tomorrow. The family camping trip became a cherished memory, one that Alex and Emma often looked back on with warmth and gratitude. It marked a turning point in their journey, a celebration of the life they had fought to rebuild. The joy and laughter they had shared with their children were reminders of the simple beauty that lay in togetherness. And in the weeks that followed, Alex felt a renewed sense of purpose and love for the life they were creating. As they returned to their daily routines, he continued to nurture the small moments that made up their marriage. He would leave notes for Emma on the kitchen counter, small tokens of affection that reminded her of his commitment and love. In return, she would surprise him with small gestures. His favorite meal waiting when he came home from work, or a text message in the middle of the day that simply read, "Thinking of you." One Friday evening, as they were wrapping up a family dinner, Emma leaned over and suggested an idea that caught him by surprise. "Let's make Fridays just for us," she said with a smile, her eyes twinkling. "We can do something different every week. A date night, a movie at home, maybe even try new hobbies. Something that keeps us connected, just the two of us." He grinned, feeling a rush of excitement. "I love that idea. We'll make it our tradition." And so, Friday nights became a weekly ritual. They found joy in the simplicity of spending time together, whether it was trying a new recipe, dancing in the living room, or even attempting a pottery class that left them both laughing until their sides hurt. The tradition brought a renewed energy into their relationship, a playful intimacy that deepened the love they shared. One Friday, they decided to revisit the place where they had first met, an old cafe near the university where they had both been students. They sat at the same table by the window, reminiscing about those early days of their relationship, the innocence of their first conversations, the excitement of discovering each other's quirks and dreams. "It feels like a lifetime ago," Emma mused, her fingers intertwined with his. "Back then, I thought I knew everything about love and life. But now, I feel like we're just starting to really understand what it means to love each other." Alex nodded, feeling the depth of her words. "We've been through so much, but I think it's made us stronger, more grateful. I wouldn't trade this journey for anything." As they left the cafe that night, hand in hand, he felt a profound sense of gratitude for the life they were creating. Not just a return to what they had been, but a new beginning, a foundation built on resilience, honesty, and the love they had chosen to cultivate together. In the months that followed, they continued to grow and evolve, both as individuals and as a couple. Alex found himself more committed to Emma and their family than ever before, fully present and engaged in every aspect of their lives. He no longer sought escape or distraction, having realized that everything he had ever needed was right there beside him, in the woman who had chosen to forgive him and to love him through it all. Emma, in turn, blossomed, her strength and resilience inspiring him every day. She had forgiven him not out of weakness, but out of a fierce belief in the love they had shared. A belief that love could indeed conquer even the deepest wounds. She had transformed her pain into something beautiful, something that allowed them both to grow and find joy again. One evening, as they sat together in the garden they had built, surrounded by blooming flowers and the soft hum of nature, Alex looked over at Emma, his heart full of the love and gratitude that words could barely express. "Emma," he said softly, taking her hand, "I want you to know that I don't take a single moment of this for granted. You've given me a second chance, a chance to be a better man, a better husband, and a better father. I promise you, for as long as I live, I will honor that gift and protect the love we've built." She smiled, her eyes filled with a warmth that made his heart swell. "And I promise to keep believing in us, to keep choosing love even when it's hard. We've come through the fire, and I know now that there's nothing we can't face together." They sat in silence, the glow of the setting sun casting a golden light over them, a gentle reminder of the promise of tomorrow. Their journey had been long and painful, filled with moments of doubt and fear, but it had led them here, to a place of peace, joy, and a love that had been refined through struggle. As they sat hand in hand, surrounded by the beauty they had created together, Alex felt a sense of wholeness that he had never known. They were no longer just two people bound by vows and memories. They were partners, united by a love that had withstood even the fiercest storms. A love that was stronger, deeper, and more profound than he had ever imagined. And in that quiet moment, he knew that they had not only healed the wounds of the past, but they had created something new, something lasting, and something worth cherishing for a lifetime. Together, they watched the sun dip below the horizon, knowing that whatever the future held, they would face it side by side with love, resilience, and the strength that had brought them through their darkest days. And as the stars began to fill the sky, they held each other close, grateful for the journey that had led them here, to a love that was truly unbreakable. Chapter 26. A Love Reborn. As the months rolled on, Alex and Emma's relationship continued to flourish, growing into something deeper and more meaningful than they had ever thought possible. The pain and betrayal of the past had left scars, yes, but those scars had healed into reminders of the resilience and strength they had found together. They were no longer simply recovering from the past. They were building something entirely new, a love that felt steady, unshakable, and truly reborn. Their weekly Friday night tradition had become a treasured ritual, each one a moment to reconnect and celebrate their journey. Sometimes they stayed in, curled up on the couch watching a movie or talking late into the night. Other times they would try something new, a cooking class, a concert, or a quiet dinner out. Each evening reminded them of the importance of choosing each other, of making space for the love they had fought so hard to reclaim. One Friday night, Emma had planned a surprise, insisting Alex not peek as she set up a cozy picnic in their backyard. As the sun dipped below the horizon, she led him outside, revealing a beautiful setup of blankets, candles, and his favorite foods. "You did all this?" he asked, smiling in surprise as he took in the scene. She nodded, a playful smile on her lips. "I thought it was time to show you how much I appreciate you. For everything you've done, for all the ways you've shown me that you're here, fully committed. You've been so patient, so thoughtful, and I just wanted to thank you." They settled on the blankets, the warmth of the candles flickering around them, casting a soft glow that made everything feel intimate and safe. They shared stories, laughed, and enjoyed the peace of being together, surrounded by the beauty of their garden, a space they had lovingly crafted as a symbol of their commitment to each other. At one point, Emma turned to him, her gaze filled with a tenderness that made his heart ache. "Alex, I want you to know that I don't just forgive you. I love you truly and deeply. I know now that we're stronger because of everything we've been through, and I don't regret a single moment of it." Her words struck him deeply, filling him with a gratitude that was almost overwhelming. He took her hand, his voice soft but filled with emotion. "Emma, you've given me more than I ever deserved. You've shown me the meaning of love, of forgiveness, of resilience. I'm so grateful for you, for us. And I promise to never take any of this for granted." They sat together, wrapped in the warmth of each other's presence, their love palpable in the quiet intimacy of the night. As they watched the stars above, Alex felt a deep sense of peace, a realization that they had truly come full circle. They had endured pain, faced their fears, and found a way back to each other, stronger and more committed than ever. In the weeks that followed, life continued with a new rhythm, one that was steady and fulfilling. Alex found joy in the everyday moments, making breakfast with Emma, helping the kids with homework, planning family outings. The simple act of being present, of investing in the life they were building, brought him a profound happiness he had once thought he could only find in escape. Emma, too, blossomed, her spirit light and full of joy. She pursued her own interests with a renewed passion, spending time with friends, taking up painting, and finding new ways to express herself. Together, they encouraged each other to grow, to find happiness both as individuals and as a couple, a balance that brought a richness to their lives. One evening, as they sat together on the back porch, Emma rested her head on his shoulder, her voice filled with a quiet contentment. "I never imagined we'd come this far, Alex. There was a time when I thought, when I wasn't sure we'd make it." He wrapped his arm around her, holding her close. "I wasn't sure either. But I'm so grateful we kept fighting, that we chose each other again and again." She smiled, a warmth in her gaze that spoke of the love and resilience they had discovered. "I'm grateful too. And I think, we're finally exactly where we're meant to be." They sat together in the stillness of the night, surrounded by the beauty they had created, the love they had rekindled. Their journey had been long and painful, filled with moments of doubt and heartache, but it had led them to a place of true peace, a place where they could face the future with hope and confidence. As they held each other, the quiet promise of tomorrow stretched before them, a reminder that love was not just a feeling but a choice they had made time and time again, to build something lasting and true. In that moment, as the stars filled the sky above, Alex knew that their love was not only stronger than it had ever been but also deeply, unshakably real. And as they sat together, bound by the promises they had made and the life they had created, he felt a profound gratitude for the journey that had brought them here, to a love that was at last whole. Chapter 27. The Strength of Togetherness. The peaceful rhythm that Alex and Emma had found together became the foundation of their everyday life. They had faced their darkest moments and come through them, and now they were finally living in a season of joy, stability, and quiet fulfillment. It was as if the wounds of the past had transformed into threads that bound them closer, weaving a tapestry of love and resilience that neither of them took for granted. One Saturday morning, Emma suggested a family day at the park, a simple outing that felt like a celebration of everything they had built. The kids were thrilled, packing snacks and blankets, their laughter filling the air as they piled into the car. They spent the day playing games, running through the fields, and enjoying the warmth of the sun. Alex watched Emma laughing with their children, her smile radiant and free, and felt an overwhelming gratitude for the life they had reclaimed. As they lay on the grass, looking up at the clouds with the kids, Emma turned to him, her gaze filled with quiet contentment. "Do you ever stop and think about how far we've come?" she asked, her voice soft, but her words carrying the weight of their journey. He nodded, his heart full. "Every single day. It's hard to believe sometimes, isn't it? That we're here together, happier than I ever thought we could be." She smiled, squeezing his hand. "It's amazing, really. And I think it's because we chose to face everything together, even when it hurt, even when it was hard." They shared a silent understanding, an acknowledgement of the strength it had taken to rebuild what was once broken. They were no longer just surviving, they were thriving, grounded in the love and trust they had earned. That evening, after the kids had gone to bed, Alex and Emma sat together on the back porch, savoring the stillness of the night. The stars were bright, scattered across the sky, and the gentle hum of crickets filled the air. "Emma," Alex began, his voice filled with sincerity, "I want to thank you for everything. For the forgiveness, the patience, and for staying by my side even when I didn't deserve it. I know now that love isn't just about the good times. It's about showing up even when it's hard. You've shown me that." She leaned into him, resting her head on his shoulder, her voice barely a whisper. "And you've shown me that love can grow through anything, even the deepest pain. We're here because we chose to be here together." They sat in silence, the weight of their words settling between them, filling the air with a sense of peace and unity. They knew there would still be challenges, moments of doubt, and reminders of the past. But they were ready to face those moments with a resilience that came from knowing they had survived the worst and emerged stronger. In the weeks that followed, they continued to nurture their relationship, investing in the small things that had become the foundation of their love. They went on walks, shared meals, and made time for each other, honoring the commitment they had made to be fully present in each other's lives. One day, as they were cleaning out the attic, Emma found a box of old letters they had written to each other during their early years together. She smiled as she opened one, reading it aloud, her voice filled with nostalgia. "Dear Emma," she read, laughing softly, "I don't think I could ever love you more than I do right now. You are my world, my everything, and I can't wait to spend my life showing you how much you mean to me." Alex felt a surge of emotion as he listened, remembering the young man he had been, filled with dreams and love, and realizing that, despite everything, he was still that man. Only now he understood the depth of those words in a way he hadn't back then. "You know," he said, his voice thick with emotion, "I meant every word of that then, but I think, I mean it even more now. After everything we've been through, I feel like I love you in a way I couldn't even imagine back then." Emma looked at him, her eyes shimmering with tears. "And I love you, Alex. More than I ever thought possible. We've been through so much, but I think it's made us real, grounded. Our love is deeper, stronger. It's been tested and it's here to stay." They sat together, holding each other, surrounded by memories of their past and the promises of their future. The journey they had taken was woven into every moment, every touch, and every word, a testament to the power of forgiveness, commitment, and love. As they placed the letters back in the box, carefully preserving the memories they had shared, Alex felt a renewed sense of purpose and joy. He no longer carried the weight of guilt or regret. Instead, he held a quiet, steady commitment to the life they had rebuilt. Their love had been tried by fire, and it had emerged resilient, transformed, and unbreakable. That night, as they lay together, their hands intertwined, Alex made a silent vow to himself. He would cherish Emma every day, honor the strength and beauty of their relationship, and protect the love that had carried them through their darkest moments. In the quiet darkness as sleep began to claim them, he whispered, "I love you, Emma. Forever." And with a soft smile she replied, "I love you too, Alex. Always." They drifted off to sleep, wrapped in each other's arms, a love reborn, knowing that whatever life held, they would face it together, stronger and more united than ever before. Chapter 28. The Gift of Trust. The months that followed were filled with a steady, quiet happiness, the kind that felt like a reward for all the pain and effort Alex and Emma had poured into their relationship. They no longer lived in fear of the past or anxiously clung to each other out of necessity. They were grounded in a trust they had both worked so hard to rebuild, and their lives were filled with a joy that felt deeply earned. Their Friday night tradition remained a cherished ritual, each evening bringing something new and reminding them of the love they continued to nurture. On one of those Fridays, Alex surprised Emma with a small, beautifully wrapped gift as they sat down at the dinner table. "What's this?" she asked, smiling with curiosity as she took the box in her hands. "Just open it," he replied, his heart racing a little. Emma untied the ribbon, carefully unwrapped the paper and opened the box. Inside was a delicate silver bracelet, simple but elegant, with a small charm shaped like a heart. She looked at him, her eyes shining with surprise and warmth. "Alex, it's beautiful," she whispered, running her fingers over the charm. "There's an engraving on the back," he said, watching her reaction carefully. She turned the charm over, her breath catching as she read the words etched there. "Always us. Always us," she repeated, her voice filled with emotion. "I love it, Alex. I love the meaning." He took her hand, his gaze steady. "It's a reminder of the promise we've made, the journey we've taken. It's a reminder that no matter what happens, we'll face it together. Always us." A tear slipped down her cheek, but she was smiling as she looked at him, her eyes filled with gratitude and love. "Thank you. For this, for everything. You've given me so much, Alex. I don't know if I could have gotten here without you by my side." He brushed the tear away, his heart swelling with love and admiration for the woman who had stood by him, who had fought to rebuild their relationship when most people would have given up. "I feel the same, Emma. You've shown me what real love looks like. I'm grateful every day for you, for us." They finished their dinner in comfortable silence, sharing quiet smiles and glances that spoke of the love they had come to cherish. The bracelet on her wrist glinted in the candlelight, a symbol of the promise they had made to each other, a reminder of the journey that had led them here. The weekend after, they decided to take a spontaneous road trip, a family adventure that brought laughter, shared experiences, and more beautiful memories. They drove to a quiet town by a lake, where they spent their days exploring, hiking, and simply enjoying the peace of being together. Alex and Emma watched their children play in the water, their laughter filling the air, and both felt an overwhelming sense of gratitude for the life they had reclaimed. One evening by the lake, as the children played in the sand nearby, Emma leaned over, resting her head on Alex's shoulder. "You know," she murmured, her gaze on the horizon, "I used to think happiness was something that just happened, something easy. But now, I know it's something you create, something you fight for." He nodded, feeling the truth of her words. "And I'm willing to fight for it every day. With you, with our family. This life we've built, it means everything to me." She smiled, tilting her face up to look at him. "I feel the same. I know we'll face challenges in the future, but as long as we keep choosing each other, I know we'll be okay." Their journey had transformed their love, grounding it in a resilience that could withstand any storm. They no longer feared the fragility of happiness. They understood that it was a gift, something that required care, attention, and most of all, trust. As they watched the sun dip below the horizon, Alex realized that he no longer worried about the past or feared the future. He was fully present, deeply grateful for the life they had created, and committed to cherishing every moment with Emma. They had taken the long, difficult road back to each other, and now, as they stood together by the lake, he felt a profound peace settle over him, a peace that came from knowing they were exactly where they were meant to be. In that quiet moment, surrounded by the love and laughter of their family, Alex and Emma knew that they had found something truly rare, something that would carry them through whatever the future held. It was the gift of trust, the strength of commitment, and the promise of a love that would always be enough.